Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting third. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie James. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Sadecki. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ray Sadecki. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rod Cannell. Batting second. The third baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting third. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Al Moran. Batting 8th. The catcher, Norm Sherry. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jay Hook. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jay Hook. And now, play ball. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood takes first base on ball 4. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive towards first. Harkness catches it and steps on first to double up Flood. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a pop-up towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cannell. The throw from McCarver and he is out, Groat applying the tag. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Neal moves to second. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness hits a pop-up towards short. Groat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Neil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a pop-up towards third. Neil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook is called out on strikes. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a line drive towards short. Grote reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Flood hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0-for-1 in the game. Harkness strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman is hit by the pitch. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-1 in the game. James hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sherry for a passed ball. Altman moves to second. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier hits a pop-up towards short. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Altman trying to get to home. Harkness throws to Sherry, who tags Altman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 1 in the game. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is 0 for 1 in the game. Sherry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook is 0 for 1 in the game. Hook hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sadecki fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki is 0 for 1 in the game. Sadecki hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with Hook covering, for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Flood hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. White takes first base on ball 4. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Sherry and he is out, Hunt applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Neal takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sherry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Altman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cannell. Altman reaches second base with a double. Grote moves to third. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 2 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grote scores. Altman scores. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 2 in the game. Javier hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. James moves to third. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki is 0-for-2 in the game. Sadecki hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. James scores. McCarver moves to second. It's 4-0, Cardinals. Ken McKenzie now pitching. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Flood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cannell. Flood reaches second base with a double. McCarver scores. Sadecki moves to third. It's 5-0, Cardinals. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. White hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hickman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to third. Cliff Cook pinch hits for Tim Harkness. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Hickman moves to second. It's 5-1, Cardinals. Chico Fernandez pinch hits for Al Moran. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is called out on strikes. One out. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is 0-for-2 in the game. Sherry hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Snyder pinch hits for Ken McKenzie. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Mets 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Cliff Cook now playing first base. Chico Fernandez now playing shortstop. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Groat takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearnerth fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bearnerth. Groat moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Altman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Groat moves to third. Boyer moves to second. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. James hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Groat scores. Boyer moves to third. Altman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Cardinals. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-3 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to home to get Boyer. Altman moves to third. James moves to second. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McCarver hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Cannell is chasing the ball. McCarver rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park grand slam home run. It's 10-1, Cardinals. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sadecki hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Flood strikes out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 10, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Carmel now playing right field. Dal Maxville now playing shortstop. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Neal hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-2, Cardinals. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hickman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-4, Cardinals. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 10, and the Mets 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-4 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 10, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is 0-for-3 in the game. Sherry hits a pop-up towards short. Maxville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall pinch hits for Larry Bierneth. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. he's got one RBI. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 10, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.